Blue Apron Take Back Dinner.
Help me bring back the Queens of the Liars Club. It's Felicia Michaels and Jessica Wellington.
All right. Please welcome back to the stage Brian Redband, Brad Williams, and Steve Simone. Woo!
What we're going to do is we're going to have Steve Simone start out on his story.
So I was sleeping at my brother's house, and he's got four little boys. The oldest one is six, and the next one down is four. And they wake up like Marines, like 5 in the morning. And I just got that feeling somebody was staring at me. Like, you know that? And I started to wake up, and I'm like, why am I awake? And I heard two little voices outside the bedroom door. And it was the 4-year-old and the 6-year-old locking and loading their Nerf guns like Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction. Like, they were like, click, click, click. Are you going to use that grenade? No, take those bullets. That's yours. Which gun are we going to give him? Give him the one that stinks. Like, click, 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 click. And the 4-year-old's like, I say we go in there and we just start shooting.
I think that's a solid plan.
Dude. Yeah, and the 6-year-old goes, no, we just go in there and start shooting. He'll get mad. And the 4-year-old was like, yes, that's the point. He'll get so mad, he'll shoot back. And the 4-year-old goes, how are we going to wake him up without him knowing it was us? And I was like, yeah, how are you going to do that? And then the 6-year-old goes, shh, I got it, shh, I got it. And he just went, rrr, rrr,
rrr, rrr. Yeah. All right, Brad, you're
pretty
next.
Good. So woo. I never met Kobe, but I did cover something for Time Warner Sports Cable where I had to like go to their opening night one time and I had to interview a bunch of people on the red carpet. It was really fun to interview basketball players because my height. The Lakers sucked that year, probably because they all had bad backs bending over to try to talk to me. I will say I
met a 6'9 basketball player on Tinder. I did not fuck him because sometimes you got to think long term. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
Lie, you fucked him.
I did get to interview Dwight Howard's penis, which was amazing. And then Magic Johnson comes down the red carpet, and someone brings Magic Johnson over to me, and I'm doing some stuff for K-Rock, and they go, this is Brad Williams from K-Rock, talk. And like Magic just, I'm like, I don't know what to say to Magic Johnson. So I just say, Magic, obviously all the championships, gold medal. And I go, how does it feel to be the world's greatest human? Magic starts telling this long story about how it's all about other people and how he can't do it without the support of his family, his friends, yada, yada. And then he ends with saying, and if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. And me, being a cocksucker, look at him and go, not one thing? Not one thing. That orgy of 17, you wouldn't have been like, maybe I wear a condom tonight, okay? Like, maybe that? So that was how I met Magic Johnson.
That was an awesome story. Moving on to Brian Redband.
I'm an old guy, 45, from Ohio. First girlfriend I ever met, I was a bagger at a grocery store, and it was called Big Bear. It was this grocery store in Ohio. And they ended up closing down. Now, back then,
we I worked at Winn-Dixie, which also closed down.
Big Bear?
No.
Oh.
Big Bear, that's what people mistake you for in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, I
that's okay, Brad.
You
weren't
Brad.
Here, but I told everybody, I'm fucking, dude.
She says that all the fucking time. It's like, we're at Ralph's. Just pay the tab. Buy your groceries. This motherfucker doesn't care. My apologies.
So back then, we didn't have internet. We had nowhere to have sex at.
You didn't have a car?
This is when I was 15. I might have had a car, but I had a bike. But we had nowhere to fuck. Our grocery store closed down. When they closed down, they never took my key. So we would like break into the Big Bear and fuck. It was just completely empty. It was a grocery store that had nothing on its shelves.
Yeah, that's kind of hot.
It was pretty
wow.
cool.
It's like you're pretty cool. It's like you're fucking in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions they want to ask about these stories?
Oh, we got one.
Right here.
What outlet were you working for when you were interviewing the basketball players?
K-Rock, 106.7, okay. KROQ. Okay.
All right, this gentleman has a question right here.
What team was Dwight Howard on?
This was Dwight Howard's first run with the Lakers, because if you remember, they had that one year where it was Nash, Kobe,
Holy shit.
They had four.
It was
Howard,
suck
Kobe,
a dick,
Nash,
motherfucker.
Somebody
suck
else.
A dick.
I know the midget knows about basketball. You're like, you shouldn't know about basketball.
We're going to take a vote. How many people think that Steve is lying?
Okay.
How many people think that Red Band is lying, that Brian's lying? All right. How many people think that Brad is lying? How many people? just that shit.
What do you guys think?
I think that Brad is lying.
I think Red Band's lying.
You do?
Yeah, I know he's got a lot of like sexcapade stories, uh-huh. But I don't think one is at a bear, big bear, whatever.
You don't think he would fuck in front of a grocery store?
Because I worked at a grocery store.
My first
store,
job.
And I did not fuck in the grocery store.
Doesn't he look like he would fuck in a grocery store, though?
Will the real liar please stand up?
Yeah!
Oh! All right, give it up for Brian Redband, Brad Williams, and Steve Simone, everybody. Give it up for all our comedians tonight.
Thank you.
Do us a big favor. We stream live every Monday at 4:30 from the Comedy Store's YouTube page and most Fridays at 8:30. You guys have been an awesome audience. Have a great night. Good night. I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
I'm not telling that
one. Disney believe you. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
Ah! What? She's totally serious.
And you
have been lied to.